President, distinguished delegates, 2020 was an unusual year due to the COVID-19 pandemic. It also disrupted strongly our activities in the disarmament fora. The current health crisis has shown that it takes a coordinated global effort to effective multilateralism to address both current and future challenges. We find ourselves in a difficult international security environment. The rules and treaty-based international security order has started to erode. Some states have disregarded long-standing core principles of international law, violated their international obligations, and are not complying with relevant international mechanisms. This is our collective concern. Against this backdrop, we welcome the extension of the New START treaty by the United States and the Russian Federation. We hope it will lead to negotiations on broader follow-on agreements and encourage China to engage in these discussions. The re-emergence of chemical weapons use is a worrying trend. In 2020, the OPCW confirmed the 2017 deplorable use of chemical agents by Syria. In August 2020, a Russian opposition leader, Alexei Navalny, was poisoned using a military chemical nerve agent. Estonia strongly condemns the poisoning of Mr. Navalny and any attempts to use chemical weapons for intimidating political opponents. It is vital to further advance the global norm to prohibit chemical weapons. Estonia will continue to address these threats as an elected member of the United Nations Security Council for the period of 2020-2021. Mr. President, we need to ensure the successful outcome of the review conference of the Treaty of the Non-Proliferation of Nuclear Weapons this August, and to strengthen its role as a major multilateral instrument of international security. Estonia shares the ultimate goal of a world without nuclear weapons, pursued in a realistic and responsible way. To this end, Estonia supports the commencement of the negotiations within the Conference of Disarmament on the Fissile Material Cut-off Treaty. In this context, let me reiterate our wish to take part in any future negotiations and Estonia's request since 2001 to participate equally as a member state in the work of the Conference on Disarmament. We deeply regret the rejection of the observer status requests of several United Nations member states, including a fellow EU member state, Cyprus, this year. Mr. President, distinguished delegates, the Conference on Disarmament is the world's single multilateral disarmament negotiation body, and it is the responsibility of its members to ensure its relevance. The CD should continue the strategic dialogue and discuss its core topics. It should also be able to address new challenges such as the weaponization of new technologies, cyber threats, and other emerging issues. We have seen a lot of goodwill and readiness to compromise in the CD this year. The CD members should build on this to bring the CD back on track. Let me conclude by extending my best wishes to all the presidents of the 2021 session. You can count on Estonia's full support. Thank you.